Clarity on the phone right now is author Don Bentley. I talked to him for his first book, Without Sanction, in the Matt Drake series. His second book, The Outside Man, was a great follow-up. And now, Don, you're in the Jack Ryan universe with Tom Clancy. How's it going, man? Jack Ryan Jr.
It's going great, Mark. Great to talk to you again. And yeah, it is unbelievable that I get to write in the Tom Clancy universe. When people ask me about it or what it feels like, I said, you know, the only thing from a pop culture perspective that I think's even close to this is if you were a screenplay writer and somebody said, hey, do you want to write the next Star Wars movie? I mean, for a writer, a thriller writer, it doesn't get much better than writing in the Tom Clancy universe.
I'm looking at your Twitter page this morning, and all the big names are congratulating you. Kyle Mills, Mark Greene, yep. Mark Cameron, a whole bunch of others. I don't have it right in front of me, but I was shifting through it. Jack Carr, Brad Taylor. Those are some big names that are congratulating you.
Yeah, it really has been an incredible journey for me. You know, you mentioned Without Sanction. That's my other series I write, the Matt Drake series.
Yeah.
And I met a lot of those folks before Without Sanction even sold. So it sold back in 2018. So from 2018 to now to 2021, it's been a pretty incredible ride, and it's been just amazing. But man, I started getting serious about my writing back in 2001 and took kind of 17 years and three books that didn't sell to get to the point where I was a good enough writer that I could sell one book and then get asked to do some more. And the folks that you just mentioned, I met the majority of them at this writers conference in New York called Thriller Fest. And what's incredible about this community is how supportive everybody is. And so even when I was still trying to start out and figure out how to be a writer, people like Brad Taylor and his incredible wife, Elaine, kind of took me under their wing. And Mark Greene has the reputation of being the nicest man in publishing.
He
bent over backwards to help me. And it really has just been incredible.
So the book is called Target Acquired. It's your first Jack Ryan Jr. novel. You took over from Mike. I forgot, Mike
yep.
Madden? Is that his name?
Mike Madden, that's
yeah,
right.
He did, I think, the last four, and I interviewed him for all four. He was great, but he told me last time, he's like, this is my final book, Don Bentley's taking over, and I was like, oh, wow, okay. So how did you get in with the Clancy people? Did they seek you out? Did they know Mike was leaving? Did they get a bunch of different thriller writers and have you guys each write like a little synopsis of what you would do? How'd you get in there?
Yeah, so that's the million-dollar question, and the answer is a little bit of luck and a little bit, hopefully, of skill, I guess. And that is that my editor is a guy named Tom Colgan, and so Tom Colgan has edited everybody from Tom Clancy to Janet Ivanovich and everybody in between. And so he was Tom Clancy's editor when Tom was still alive. And then obviously once Tom passed, Tom Colgan took over finding writers to come into the Clancy universe and continue the legacy that Tom Clancy built. And so when Tom Colgan is the one who bought my Matt Drake series, so he bought Without Sanction and then a second book that I hadn't read or written yet. And so that second book, as you mentioned, was The Outside Man that came out about 2 months ago. And when I turned that in to Tom, you do what's called an editorial call where he's read the book, he's got his comments, and you guys set up a time to go through what he thinks about the book and how he thinks you can make it better.
Right.
And so we did that, and at the very end of it, and Tom is a great guy, but he's also this crafty kind of puppet master that has all of us kind of dancing to his tune. And at the end of this interview or this call, he really did this Columbo moment where I was about to hang up and he's like, oh, one more thing. Mike Madden is retiring from the series. Would you want to write the Tom Clancy book? And it was, you know, at first I was like, what did he just say? What did he say, Tom Clancy? And so, you know, he caught me completely flat footed, which I think was his intention. And I said, I'd have to think about it, and of course I wanted to write and dive into it, but I was also a little bit hesitant for a number of reasons of whether I could do it justice and whether I had the time to be able to do it. And I talked to my wife and talked to Mark Greene and Mark Cameron and some other folks who had did it and said, yep, I definitely want to do this. I am I'm honored to be able to do it. And then kind of the reality sets in that, holy crap, you get to write a Tom Clancy book, but that also means you have to try to come up with something that is worthy of that universe and those great writers like Mark Greaney and Mark Cameron and Mike Madden who came before you. So it really was a whirlwind, and it is, again, all down to Tom Colgan. Tom's got, you probably had some of these folks on as well, but he's got a reputation for finding writers, the right writers for the right series, whether that's the W.E.B. Griffin books now that Andrews and Wilson do, or the Robert Ludlum books that Josh Hood and Brian, I think his name is Freeman, does, and then the Tom Clancy universe too.
Now, I don't mean this the way I'm going to say this, but these Jack Ryan Jr. books, from a plot storyline, are pretty similar every book. It's just a matter of the intensity and how good you can write it, and you did a good job following up with Mike. Does that make sense, what I just said?
Yeah, I think the way I interpret what you're saying is that there's certainly a universe in which these stories take place, and it's bound by certain rules and the characters and stuff that are there. And so certainly, you know, there's not going to be a book about Jack Ryan Jr. Sitting and drinking tea and watching a basketball game, right? There are going to be bad stuff that happens, and that Jack Ryan Jr. is going to be the guy who has to solve that problem. And I think there's something, you know, other folks were asking me on interviews about the delineation between what's real and what's not real when you're writing a book. And I think, you know, readers come to a book because they want a great story, and they're willing to give you some liberties if you tell them that great story. And so I think what our job is as writers is to tell a compelling, fantastic story, and then because we're writing in the Tom Clancy universe, to stay true to the vision that Tom had, the characters he had, and then his incredible eye for technical details, and to try and get as much of that right as possible while at the same time delivering this story that keeps you up at night.
Well, in Target Acquired, which is in stores now, Jack Ryan Jr. would do anything for his buddy Ding Chavez. That's why Jack is currently in Israel helping a CIA team member. It's just supposed to be a couple hours observation type thing. But, of course, this is Jack Ryan Jr. Nothing ever goes according to plan. So
it would be kind of boring if it did, right?
So Jack is observing. He sees a woman and her young son, the target of trained killers. So Jack has to do something about it. And that leads into a whole mess of trouble. Jack gets in fights. Jack gets beat up. Jack gets kidnapped. Jack escapes. Jack has to save lives. Jack's in trouble. It's a nonstop thrill ride like every other Jack Ryan Jr. and Jack Ryan book, for that matter. I mean, that's basically the plot. I don't want to give too much more away, but Jack Ryan Jr. is a badass. But he also has some revelations in his mind in this book. You know, he's not getting any younger. Yeah. So, you know, how's he going to keep doing this for years? You know, is he ever going to start a family? Is he ever going to fall in love? Is he ever going to be able to keep a woman? You know, it's been getting to him in the last couple of books, and you just continue that as well in this book.
No, and I think that's one of our job as writers is again, to give readers a compelling story, but to make the characters real. And for characters to be real, they have to change over time. I think one of my favorite authors is Daniel Silva and his Gabriel Allon series. And what he does so well is when that series started, I think it was 16 or 17 books ago, Gabriel Allon was a single man who was just this painter living by the side of the sea, and now, you know, X number of books later, he's remarried, he has a wife, and he has two kids, and he's the director of the Mossad. And so you have to, in order for a series to stay relevant and characters to stay relevant, characters have to change over the course of the series. And so me coming into this, it gave me the great opportunity to certainly not start from scratch by any means, but take a different look at Jack Ryan. And part of it, as I was preparing to write the book, the question I kept coming back to in my mind is, what is it like to be Jack Ryan Sr.'s son? So you have, you know, every son, I think, at some point in his life comes under the shadow of their father, right? Whether that's real or imagined. When you're a little kid, maybe your dad casts a really big shadow. And as you grow older, you think, I still respect my dad and I love him and he's a great guy, but he's not Superman, right? Reality sets in, except for Jack Ryan Jr., his dad really is Superman. I mean, he's the perfect statesman. He's the guy who was a CIA analyst who, you know, jumped into a Russian submarine to save a defecting Soviet captain. And so what does that mean to live in the shadow of your father and always hope that you can be as good a man as he is, and maybe you still fall short on one side? And then the second side, to think, you know what, I'm now, you know, in my early to mid-30s, I spent my entire life getting to where I am right now, maybe a lot of that being driven by this desire to live up to who my father is, and now what, right? I look around, and as you kind of alluded to, when Jack Ryan Sr. was the age that Junior is now, he had a wife and family and was well established. And part of this book is Jack Ryan Jr. taking stock of his life and saying, am I really where I want to be? And was it worth it? Was the sacrifices I've made worth it? And frankly, what comes next? And so that was something I really got to explore in Target Acquired.
I'm looking at your Twitter page and you're doing some badass, I don't know, are these in store or are these just, via Facebook, via Crowdfest, but you're doing stuff with the great Jack Carr, the great Brad Taylor, the great B. Andrew Wilson, Mark Cameron, Bill Schweigart, and Mark Greene.
Yep.
So I love Mark. I love Jack. I love Brad's books. I don't think I've Mark Cameron. I don't know if I've read Bill or B. Andrews, but those look like they'll be some fun events. You already did two of them, and you have one tonight. You're in conversation with Brian Andrews and Jeffrey Wilson. And then, let's see, Thursday with Mark Cameron, Friday with Bill. And next Tuesday, Tuesday the 22nd with Mark Greene. Oh, that's awesome. I love Mark.
Yep.
So those will be fun.
It's incredible. You know, these are all the folks who I idolized when I was, you know, still wondering, frankly, if I was ever going to write a book that was good enough to sell. And so getting to write in the Tom Clancy universe is incredible in itself, but getting to share that with these writers I've looked up to, frankly, most of the time that I've been trying to be a writer and when I was still just a reader, really is surreal.
DonBentleyBooks.com, Facebook, Bentley Don B., Bentley Don B at Twitter. It says here that there's going to be two more Matt Drake books coming, at least two more.
That's right. So Hostile Intent is what I'm writing right now. And we just had a cover reveal for that. If you check out my Twitter, you sign up for my newsletter, you can see the cover reveal for Hostile Intent. And so I'm turning that in to my editor on the 15th of July, and it will be out in May of 2022. And then the next Matt Drake book, I'll have to start soon after that and figure out what he's going to do next.
And can I ask, how many Ryan books are you contracted to do?
So the way that the Clancy book, the Clancy Foundation works is you get contracted for one book at a time.
Oh, okay.
So turned in, obviously Target Acquired's come out right now. The Clancy Foundation and the publisher are talking about what happens next, but I hope to be able to spread some good news soon.
And I assume there's a Jack Ryan book. Usually that comes out in the fall, so I didn't look, but I'm assuming, I don't know if Mark's writing. Okay.
Yeah, Mark's the same deal. Mark is the one to write those. It usually comes out, I think it's in, Mark calls them the winter books. So I think it normally comes out in December or January, something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's a title for that one yet or not. I don't think there is.
Well, you know, Don, it was great talking to you. Oh, and I wanted to mention before I let you go here, I love that you gave some shout outs in the context of the book to some of your author friends.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the great things about writing a book is you get to give compliments to other authors like Mark Greene and Brad Taylor and Fred Burton that are all in there. And then as well, one of the fun things is putting little Easter eggs for your friends in there. Like one of my good friends is a guy named Chris Albanese, who is a former Secret Service agent, and so he got to do a cameo in the book as well. And on page 137, as he has been tweeting nonstop since the book came out, so it was a lot of fun.
Well, Target Acquired, a Jack Ryan Jr. novel, is in stores now, came out on the 8th yesterday as we record this on Wednesday. Don, pleasure to talk to you. Look forward to the next Matt Drake book and more Jack Ryan Jr. books in the future.
You as well, Mark. Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.